The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Better yet. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
I'm your host, Sharon Clark. There we are. Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl Linda Bot Station, but I've hijacked it today. This is Sharon Clark in guest hosting, and Bob's going to be my
If only
main
all
man.
Hijackers looked like you, Sharon.
Well, we want to thank everyone for joining us this morning. We've got a great show lined up for you, and Carl is the keynote speaker at an event this morning, and usually the two Clarks co-host the first Thursday of every month, myself and Trish Clark. She is, however, on vacation and celebrated her birthday this week, so we're wishing her well on the road, and we'll be back next month on the first Thursday. And do you have a couple things, Bob, for us?
Well, first of all, did you feel the earth move under your feet?
I did, and you know, it's so funny because in the paper it said some people felt like a car hit their building, which is exactly what it felt like at my office.
Yeah, it for where I was out on Placer Road, not far from the epicenter of this little critter, there was a rumble like a low-flying jet, and then the house shook, and I thought for several seconds that a plane had crashed
wow.
near me.
Yeah.
It was that sort of bang. It wasn't that roll shake thing. It was
right.
just one big bang. And I texted my wife, and she said, yeah, felt that. And I said, okay, well, that rules out anything of a
right.
localized nature.
That's right.
And then I went to the USGS site, and they already had a report up. So
yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's a 3.3 on the scale of earthquakes. It's scratching an itch, but they're so rare in these parts.
Well, yeah, for the epicenter to be that close to us.
I have people mm-hmm. who tell me, "You live in California. You're crazy. You have earthquakes out there." This is probably the first one I've noticed in 15
yeah.
years.
And I say to those people, you live in Tennessee and you have tornadoes,
yeah,
and those
yeah.
scare me much more.
Speaking of weather phenomena, we're going to see a beautiful day today. Partly sunny, a high near 77, and the winds, though, going to be up to gusting as high as 25 miles an hour. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low around 58. Mostly sunny for your Friday, and the temperature inching up into the mid-80s right now in Reading. We have 60 degrees. The report, of course, is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, and very soon they'll be saying it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They are locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. 365-3793 Shasta Gas Propane.
Awesome. Well, I wanted to chat. What are your Mother's Day plans, Bob? Do you have any exciting things going on?
I'm probably going to do a dinner thing, and it's going to be a little bit crazy weekend because next week Brenda and I are going to be heading off to a vacation rental for a few days, which was given to us as a Christmas present by my mother-in-law.
So wonderful. That's a good
be
mother-in-law.
Savoring that, yes.
Great.
We're going to go deliver some cards and do the hugs and all that stuff.
I know there's a lot of brunches going on. And in today's paper, there's a great article ad from Willow Springs that has some great tips. And of course, myself owning a home care agency and dealing with a lot of seniors and elderly that face dementia or Alzheimer's. And this article talked a little bit about how to make Mother's Day meaningful if you have a loved one who suffers from a form of Alzheimer's or dementia. And here are some of the tips. Use photographs or familiar objects to start a conversation. Pictures taken when she was young may be more easily recognized. Present a wrapped gift that is fun to open and engage the senses. Play music from your mother's era and sing along with the songs. Music and smells, flowers, things like that really connect with people with memory issues. Visit a garden together, pamper her with a massage. And if dining at a restaurant, go at an off-peak time. You may consider celebrating on a different day to reduce the noise and distractions, which I think is also a really good
yeah.
piece of advice. If your parent has a dementia, they may not realize what day Mother's Day is. You know you want to celebrate her, but maybe going when everyone else is there and it's a big crowded venue is probably not the best.
Yeah, when you got a bunch of chaos and things like that, that's not something to subject your
And Willow Springs is a great place here in Reading, specializing in dementia care. And I actually didn't get paid to plug them. I just know Lorene, who's the director over there. And they have some great support groups, too, that are open to the community. So if you have a parent suffering from dementia, that you can call over there and learn more about what their programs are. But I thought we'd chat about Mother's Day for a minute. And also I wanted to talk about the water slide. What are your thoughts on that? I'm for it.
Well, as I think that timing is everything. And just as all these cutbacks are being announced, oh, yeah, we're going to it's not really going to use that much water, but it's a perception thing.
Right.
And I can see where Rocky is coming from. I kind of scratch my head. Why couldn't this be put to – why did we have to hire this Salt Lake company to come and make all this money that really could be used to maybe do some subsidies for low-income people so that they can at least keep their taps running? And it's a publicity stunt, and I think we have reached an age when stunts are viewed with a jaundiced eye. That's just my opinion.
I think it's interesting. You know, there was an article today in the paper. He did have an open forum at the Cascade Theater yesterday for people to come and chat about it on the pros and cons, and no one showed up to talk about the cons. So you weren't there, Bob.
No, well, I live outside the city. I'm on Centerville District, and we're conserving like mad already. I mean, the average usage out there is 1,200 units of water, and we're about 300 or 400 because we do capture the shower water. We capture the sink water when it's warming up and then take it out and water the plants, you know, and we fill the washer with the shower water and things like that. You know, when you're warming up the shower and all that, and we take those steps and we keep our usage very, very low. Other people insist on having a golf course in the backyard.
Right. And I think that, you know, the thing I like about Slide the City and the Refresh Festival, as it's called, is I think that for children, for teens, for all of that population, that we all may be doing our best, but we have teenagers showering and running the water when they're brushing their teeth and letting the water run. And, you know, if parents aren't on top of that and educating, you have that whole population that's kind of missing the boat that could really impact us. And that's what this Slide the City could definitely, I think, educate and bring out a real positive movement.
Yeah, but location, location, location. And I think that Placer Street being that major artery and disrupting traffic on Placer Street, I got a problem with that because I know people who live along there. And I cannot make that out for the life of me. Oh, Charles. I never won at a loss for words. Charles, welcome to KCNR 1460.
Yes. The Refresh Reading Facebook page, up until a couple days ago, had only a cover photo announcing a 6 o'clock start time for the dog and pony show. And then, you know, yesterday's Record Searchlight comes up with a 5 o'clock start time. And frankly, a lot of people who wanted to be there simply didn't make it.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So there wasn't good communication on what times that was. Okay.
But he's got a – but Mr. Slaughter has a perfect pretext for saying, hey, look at me, I've done the public outreach, now y'all go pound sand while I put up my publicity stunt.
Okay,
I mean, if that's what he wants to do, he's got a...
Are you accusing Mr. Slaughter of misinformation, of deliberately misleading people to make himself look better, Charles?
I really don't know why they would put out a 6 o'clock start time and then at the last minute announce a 5 o'clock start time, but if he were inclined to... To as I have suggested he might want to do, then, you know, this would be a tool in for that very thing.
Well, I'm willing to entertain it. Maybe it was a typo or miscommunication or any number. I try not to think evil intent.
Yeah, that's a lot of effort to go through.
Unless I have to. I'm a big fan of Occam's Razor.
Well, thanks for your comments, Charles. Have a good one.
Thank you very much.
All right.
It is 7:15 here at KCNR 1460, the home of Community Talk Radio. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And, of course, we've got Jared at the controls running the music and pushing some buttons because he's my Padawan. He is my trainee. He is but the learner. But he's going to take us out, and we'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
I want you to want me.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me May 7th for Romance on the River at Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Enjoy a special menu set just for this evening with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. Joining me on stage in Elements Lounge will be Johnny Gonzalez on piano, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and my special guest, Lou White. For reservations, call 243-3377. That's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds in the Elements Lounge from 7 to 9 p.m. See you there.
Summer is on us at Redding Kia with 0% financing for up to 66 months, and Kia Motors will make your first three payments for you. This summer is on us at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchase.
It's free money. 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Sedonas and Souls, and 2015 Fortes and Optimas, and Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments for you. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Redding Kia wants your trade. Get more for it right now at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months, and Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charges. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for this special offer on approval of credit, subject to prior sale, ends July 4th.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. This summer's on us at Redding Kia.
RedingKia.com.
Cleary's Restaurant has an important question.
Have you made your reservations for Mother's Day yet? Well, why not? We'll be open for Mother's Day serving brunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Chef Les has created a delicious menu, starting with a fresh fruit parfait and house-baked scones, followed by your choice of a plated brunch. Crab cakes egg benedict, blackberry oatmeal pancakes, and house-made corned beef hash, just to mention a few. Are you drooling yet? We'll be open for dinner as well from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m.
Cleary's Restaurant at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 241-4535 for your Mother's Day reservations.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol. For all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, they are out today, and I'm your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers, filling in for Linda and Carl and with my wonderful co-host, Bob Belongi.
Well, thank you very much for saying that. And on the phone right now, hey, Rocky!
Hey, Rocky.
Hey.
You're probably not even, you're not even old enough to get that reference, are you?
Oh, Bullwinkle?
There we go.
I got you. I've been hearing, mutated Bullwinkle voices my entire life. So, some are pretty good, some need a little work.
All right, so an error in communication, or deliberate misconception. Rocky, what is it?
I have no idea what Charles is talking about. The Facebook event always said 5 o'clock. Then we reported to the media that the doors would be at 5 o'clock. So we were there from 4:30 until probably about 6:20. And then we were chatting out front. I mean, the whole thing was so casual. I was expecting that there would be a lot of concern because it seems like a lot of people are objecting to the overall headline of the water slide. I mean, I understand that. The headline doesn't look good until you realize that the water for the slide is being trucked from outside the drought zone. And then you can see that it's a responsible use of water. But this is kind of funny. I did go over to Capone's after, no one showed up, basically. There was 20 people there probably, and they were all city officials for the most part. And, I mean, Builders Exchange was represented, Mayor Sullivan, Councilman Schrader, Councilman MacArthur. And I did go over to Capone's afterwards, and I saw Charles Van kind of pull past the Cascade around 6:30. So I have no idea where he's going.
So if a rush of people had showed up at 6 o'clock, you would have been right out front to chat with them?
Yeah.
If there was confusion on that.
I believe we're even in the theater still at that point, because we kind of casually were just chatting amongst ourselves. I mean, we gave the presentation. If you follow Jenny Espino's tweets, I mean, at 6:01, she said that the event had concluded. We started at 5:30. We waited until we were waiting for the crowd. I was actually a little bit disappointed because I was hoping people would be coming in with water conservation ideas. And we did talk about various things, and we added one idea to our website because of it. It was replacing your toilet with a water sense toilet, and that gives you more savings. But yeah, I just don't even know how to field this one because Charles is completely wrong on this.
Well, thanks for clarifying that for us, because
Alrighty.
Both Bob and I
so
felt that didn't sound, as much as effort as you've done to have public input on this, that didn't sound like the way that you usually roll. So we appreciate the clarification.
Yeah, I tend not to go with deliberate. I think that there are people who sometimes they are so passionate about something that they won't look at a big picture deliberately or not, but deliberate misconception to hoodwink the people. Yeah, it happens. I don't think it's happening in this case.
Yeah, and we need genuine community buy-on for this. I mean, I'm not trying to ruffle anyone's feathers or anything like that. This is supposed to be a community promotion to get people to actually save water. And I know it sounds strange, but that's where it came from the bottom of my heart. That's where it started.
Well, thanks so much, Rocky, and good luck with everything. I'm looking forward to it.
Sure, and thanks for dancing with me last year.
That was fun.
That's right.
I was just thinking that. My gosh, we haven't really seen much of each other this year, but boy, physically, I'm feeling a lot better than I did last year at this time.
Oh, good. Yeah,
all righty, Rocky.
I know you were injured. And,
yeah. Have a great day. Thanks so much for calling.
All right, you too.
Speaking of water, how about our esteemed Governor Moonbeam? Shut up! I'm going to build those tunnels and suck all the water out of the Sacramento River. And if you don't like it, just go away. Wow.
Good impression.
What's your take on that? The twin tunnels, the arterial flow from to suck water out of the Delta and send it off to those swimming pools and lawns.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm always a little bit concerned and frustrated by all of the work we do here in the North State to conserve, and all of our golf courses and our lawns turn brown, and like you standing in your shower water to water your plants, and then to have all of the stuff that we, all the water that we save in our conservation efforts benefiting others whose lawns and golf courses are green.
Yeah.
But they're not doing a water slide program in L.A. to talk about how to conserve water.
Yeah, and other municipalities have thought better of the idea. And like I said, I understand the idea. I get what they're trying to do, timing and location. And I am concerned about the logistics of all the people who motor up and down Placer Street, including myself, a little self-interest there. Big controversy, of course, in Trinity County, where right now the river is literally up on the banks and the trees are submerged because they're flushing the river for the benefit of the fish. Now, there isn't a lot of Trinity Lake to begin with this year, and they're just pumping that water out like mad.
Well, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Wow. That is a controversy. We can't have it going over our sidewalks or running off of our lawn right now. So...
Yeah, see, there's two ways. They can pump water out of Trinity Lake and send it down to the storage reservoir at Whiskey Town, which is probably about one of the only lakes in our area that's actually going to have usable water in it. I was on Shasta for 4 days last week, and it's already down to the point where out at Lakehead, it's a little scary in spots because when the bottom of the lake exceeds the top of the lake elevation-wise, you've got a problem.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's getting the Antlers Resort is just not going to have a good year again. Last year they were practically out of business before the season started, and this year it's the same thing. There's just no lake there.
That really does.
And they have to move all their operations down closer to Sugarloaf.
I don't, and I hate hearing that. Just being a small business owner myself and having Mother Nature impact you.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it's not. It's not good for any of those.
It's a big bathtub ring, and right now, in the name of protecting a fish that I've never actually seen. They're just pumping all this water off downstream and telling farmers who grow, by the way, 30% of the food that the whole country eats. Sorry, no water for you. We got to water the fish.
Right. I hear you.
I hear some misplaced priorities. Yes, I'm not a burn down the rainforest industrialist by any stretch of the imagination. I love where we live. I love how this area looks. But have a little perspective, people.
Yeah, that's where, like... the rubber meets the road kind of thing with that kind of stuff. Wow. So we're going to have Ron Largent on after this next break, and he's going to chat about some upcoming events. And what else is going on this weekend? The Healthy Aging Summit, that's tomorrow. If those of you who are interested in attending, they're going to have some health screenings, exercise demonstrations, medication management, healthy cooking demo, senior fraud prevention. So that's happening tomorrow at the Shasta Senior Nutrition Center on Mercy Oaks Drive, again, tomorrow, May 8th, from 9 to 1:30. This is a great event if you are planning on aging here in Shasta County or have a loved one who is, just to learn about some local resources that are available to you. One of the biggest challenges, I think, for families that I've learned over the last 11 years is crisis mode thinking and crisis mode decision making and not waiting until you need a service to start kind of researching. So that's a great event, again, happening tomorrow, put on by the Older Adult Policy Council and the Shasta Senior Nutrition Program, right over there on Mercy Oaks Drive from 9 to 1:30 tomorrow. Go check it out.
All right. So when we're going to have Ron Largent, as you said, after the break, which is coming up here in about a minute and a half. But also at 8 o'clock, who do we have coming in at 8?
Patrick Black from Edward Jones. And Pat and I have been colleagues for quite a few years. And we're going to chat about how to talk to your parents about money.
Money.
And how to pick an investment advisor if you need help with that. And also how expensive it is to grow old right now. Because it's definitely something people need to think about. And if you have a loved one entering that phase of life, or if you yourself are, just some tips and some discussion on that topic, because talking about money makes everybody uncomfortable.
Of course, this is nothing new. The elderly have been, over many, many years, taken advantage of and literally fleeced by the unscrupulous, whether it be, oh, yes, you bought this, so I need you to pay for it, or I'm managing your money, but I'm writing all these massive checks off your account,
right,
by somebody who is trusted to take care of that stuff.
Absolutely. So it's an important discussion and a great dialogue to have, and encourage people to listen to that. And then at 7:45 or so, Gene King from One Safe Place is going to be on to give us an update on Sierra House and their building of their new shelter.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I got to take a tour, and we're going to chat with her about where that's at. So we have some exciting stuff happening here in the next hour and a half.
It is 7:30 KCNR 1460, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. 730 and 60 degrees. KCNR 1460. We'll be back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. with Carl Lindabot. I am Sharon Clark in for Linda, and we have Bob Alangi in for Carl. We'll take turns being – you can be Linda the next break.
In high school, I played trumpet. Nothing like that, though.
Yes, wow. we are back, and if you want to comment on our discussion, you can give us a call at 605-4567 or join us in the chat room at kcnr1460.com. And if you didn't guess, we are here talking about the North State Symphony this Saturday and Sunday, May 9th and 10th in Reading. And we actually have some tickets to give away. So if you want to give us a call at 605-4567.
Put Jared to work.
We'll put Jared to work. And with us, we have Peter Jaffe, who is the music director. And what's going on this weekend?
Well, I'm a candidate for the new music director position with the North State
Symphony. I'm hoping you're
going to
get it.
Well, do I ever get to be Linda too?
Yeah, you can be Linda next break too. Yeah.
And we just started this segment with Briar Siegel playing the opening promenade from Mussorgsky's Pictures in an Exhibition. And it's kind of cool to be able to have a live performance like that. But I got to say, it's kind of like having just one member out of a sports team appear and not get the full effect.
Right.
And so that's why everybody has to come to this concert.
You got
to
hear you're in a 12 by 12
room.
You've got to hear everybody because the North State Symphony team has 65 players.
Wow.
And it's a great program. And there's something in it for everyone. I mean, we're starting with a medley from Gershwin's Porgy and Bess, which combines 10 of the famous songs into 11 minutes. And you hear Summertime and Bess, You Is My Woman Now, and I Got Plenty of Nuttin'. It's fabulous. And then after that, we've got Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto, which is a very dramatic, passionate piece, and it features Natalia Škoda, a wonderful pianist who's actually a favorite with the North State Symphony, and she's appearing in these concerts. And we end with Mussorgsky's Pictures in an Exhibition, which is kind of like a little musical tour that evokes all the different artworks that inspire that piece.
And what a great venue at the Cascade Theater. The event is Saturday at 7:30. What a great way to expose your children. If you haven't had your children exposed to this type of music, what a great family. Take your wife for Mother's Day, early Mother's Day night out, and get some culture here in our beautiful city.
Exactly. From aged 3 to 103, this concert's really for everybody. And the North State Symphony is such a fantastic orchestra. I mean, you just heard, one of our players, Briar, is just fabulous. But this is a whole collection of top-notch players from the entire region. And they make music at the highest level, but we also make it quite accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And I even give a pre-concert destruction, I call it.
Destruction.
pre-concert destruction, I call it, wittily. But we, I do a little preview before the concert where I'll play a little bit of the excerpts at the piano and talk about highlights to listen for. And we might even have a comment or two from the stage in the concert itself.
Great. So you're giving a little education for folks that maybe this isn't something they're super familiar with. They can appreciate it to a different level with your direction.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. We want to be accessible, not stuffy.
Right. And I think that is a misconception of folks, that sometimes they may not feel that they're welcome at these events. But here in Reading at the Cascade, gosh, we want to make this kind of event a family affair.
One perception a lot of people I have, symphonic music is pretty dry. You're bringing some passion into this, and I love to see that.
Oh, absolutely. It's my life. In fact, I even dream music. I'm a very sonically oriented person. But actually, it's almost a misconception that not that much of our culture is acquainted with symphonic music. We all are. We hear it all the time in the movies. We hear it all the time in video games. We hear it all the time in TV soundtracks. It's just that all of a sudden when it's put in the spotlight, I think quite unfairly, all of a sudden it's like, oh, do I have to do a bunch of homework to understand this? Mm-hmm. No. You can come to the concert hall. You can come dressed any way you want. And you can be emotionally affected by the music, even if it's the very first time you've ever heard a symphony.
So maybe you'll ignite some young minds into figuring out how to make their own, make themselves heard.
Exactly. I mean, you can't beat live performance. And that's why we even had Briar play at the top of the show. I mean, we could have played a recorded clip from, famous Orchestra X. But live performance is really important for us. And what's so cool about live performance is that it's happening at the moment. We have to be our art right then and there.
Well, I need to give Briar the heads up that in about 5 minutes he's going to be ready to produce something else for us here. So you've got that much time to figure it out, Briar.
And, you know, for those of you listening that have a young child, you know, starting to play an instrument, this is a great family night to take them out and see. My boyfriend's son is just learning to play the trumpet, and what a great way to go. This is, you know, someone who is at the top of their game. This is where you can go playing your instrument and have a career and give back to your community and share your music with people. So, gosh, it's a great – and it's happening this Saturday at 7:30 at the Cascade.
Did someone say tickets?
Yeah, we have tickets available. We just need someone to call in, 605-4567. So it's 7:30 on Saturday at the Cascade and then 2 p.m. on Sunday in Chico at the Laxon Auditorium. So it's going to be here in Redding and in Chico. And, of course, I think the Cascade is, you know, the venue is just – top notch. I mean, I don't want to say anything about Laxon Auditorium,
well,
but
we don't want to say it's superior.
But it really is, like, you know, you can't get any better than
that. If you look into the history of the Cascade Theater, and when I was a reporter for the station across town, I learned a lot about the history. The venue was built as a literally it was a late 1920s. That's why it's got the Art Deco and all that is when it was designed, and it was meant for both live performances and as a movie house. So the acoustics in there are just, it was built with acoustics in mind, unlike a lot of these boxes that we then try to make sound better.
Actually, that's the case with a lot of movie palaces all around the country. And it's really wonderful when it does work out as a concert hall. And I just wanted to add in again, if your schedule allows, you could even show up at 6:30 for the pre-concert discussion that we're going to have. That'll give little previews.
That's great.
You know, so we'll be doing it right there in the hall.
Now, Peter, are you locally from Redding?
I actually live in Stockton, California.
Oh, okay.
And it's been so marvelous meeting all the folks associated with the North State Symphony. There's this wonderful, founding group here up in Redding and likewise in Chico. And it's really exciting how this merger has turned into something really cool. I mean, you know, synergy is the idea that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually what an orchestra is, too. And it's just very inspiring to seeing this model working.
So you'll be traveling around with the symphony and helping put on more shows is hopefully the plan?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm crossing all parts of my body here that this is going to work out.
Wonderful. Ron, did you have something to add? We've got Ron Largent with us, too.
Well, thank you, Sharon, for having us in. And, Peter, great to have you with us today in the great state and area of Redding.
Well, thank you. It's been so wonderful to be invited here. I just really appreciate it, Sharon. And
no problem.
But
we're
you know what this what this is bringing to us, and, of course, as you know, I'm involved in lots of music activities, but starting really at the high school level with the Starship and what they do at Shasta High School, what they're now doing at Foothill High School, these are kids and parents that will really delight in being part of this concert because this is a part of a bigger music scene here in the North State. We now have the North State Symphony in our presence, and we have just recently had the Shasta Symphony, and they're working together very closely.
Wonderful.
So we have more music than we've ever had. We've taken it to a new high. And Briar, for example, was part of the Star Wars program a couple weeks ago. And did a great job, and I guess he's back now. So maybe he would like to play something. What do you think here, Bob?
Well, I think we'll take care of that in just a minute. Right now we want to say thank you for being a listener, and congratulations to Robert. Won himself a pair of vouchers to go see the North State Symphony. They'll be here at 1326 Market Street. And right now, before we hit our break, I want to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by North Four Winds Jewelry. I want to say North Wind, but we got a North Wind today. This is for Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding. They are a full-service jewelry store. They are Linda's jewelry store of choice. They provide the finest selection of jewelry in Northern California. Four Winds Jewelry, 222-2750. And we're going to be taking out with some fine trumpet fanfare here at KCNR 1460.
Cleary's Restaurant has an important question.
Have you made your reservations for Mother's Day yet? Well, why not? We'll be open for Mother's Day serving brunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Chef Les has created a delicious menu, starting with a fresh fruit parfait and house-baked scones, followed by your choice of a plated brunch. crab cakes egg benedict, blackberry oatmeal pancakes, and house-made corned beef hash, just to mention a few. Are you drooling yet? We'll be open for dinner as well from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m.
Cleary's Restaurant at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 241-4535 for your Mother's Day reservations.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's the 2015 Wrangler PRCA Pro Rodeo Champions Challenge presented by Justin Boots. Come join us for the 67th Annual Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. The showdown starts with the Wrangler PRCA Million Dollar Silver Tour, followed by the Champions Challenge. You're not going to want to miss this year's specialty act, Cowboy Kenny's Steel Rodeo, a 7-time world champion motocross rider. So dust off those boots, pull on that hat, and grab your Reading Rodeo tickets at the Reading Rodeo box office or at readingrodeo.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindabott. I am filling their shoes, or at least Linda's this morning. I'm Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Thanks for joining us. If you want to add to the conversation, you can reach us at 605-4567, and Jared will put you through, or join the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Also helping me out this morning is the handsome and charismatic Bob Belongi.
What, is there somebody behind? And in our studio right now, when it comes to class act, this is one of the names in Reading that comes right to the top of the list.
Yes, we're welcoming Gene King, the executive director of One Safe Place. Thanks for joining us, Gene.
Can I come every morning?
Yeah, you can. This is a great way to start.
Can I get
the day.
That introduction every morning? It'll start my day off.
That's
well.
Right. Well, thank I'm so you, glad you joined us this morning. And one of the reasons why I invited Gene on was because I was fortunate enough to meet with her earlier this week and get a tour of the Sierra, is it Sierra House?
Sierra Center.
Sierra Center. And the new building for the shelter that has just been, you know, in the news, and we've had so much community support behind, and get a tour of the great facility that's going to be there and all of that. And so I thought it'd be great for you to come on and give an update as far as how things were going over there and let us know what you still need from the community as well in that process.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here today. It's very exciting. The hard part started, obviously, a little over a year ago, 2 years ago, in May 13, when Sandy Miller and her daughters were murdered in Shingletown and had tried to stay at our shelter. Within 1 month after her murder, we had a soul-searching meeting with our board of directors and decided really that we needed a shelter that would provide the privacy that she had needed to come in. And so here we are a little over 2 years later. we started working hard and raising some money and working with the city of where we could do this and hired an architect. And we are now about 6 months away from actually being in the new shelter and client services center called Sierra Center. So we're so proud of the community support and that we've been able to do this.
So this was an office building down there in, right. in Benton that was just sort of – it was it even occupied?
Yeah, the bottom floor was occupied by parole. Mm-hmm. So the neighborhood was not that happy with the tenants of the building because it drew a lot of homeless and such around that area. Mm-hmm. So the top floor had not been occupied for like 10, 15 years. Caltrans actually occupied it maybe 10 years ago. Yeah.
So this is a resource that was just sort of sitting there, and parole found a new home. And
they did. They actually were closing down parole here. So, yeah.
Scary thought there. But it's very convenient to your administrative offices.
Yeah. Reading, the city of Reading, actually McConnell Foundation built some offices just for nonprofits and gave them to the city of Reading to rent at very reasonable rates. And that's where our current administration office is. Our client services office is located in the downtown mall. And then our shelter is in a third location. So we're in three different places. And it's made it really difficult to have a cohesive staff team, maybe in the shelter, maybe have a lot of clients and they need extra people. Our client services could lead a lot of extra people, and it's hard to transfer people back and forth. We will now be in all one place, one safe place, and our staff will all be together so we can have a more efficient operation when we move there.
And I was so impressed just with all, you know, I got to see all the plans and all of the thought that's gone into building this home. It's more than mm-hmm. a facility because it really is a home. And I got to see the carpeting, the countertops, the colors of the paint. And Bob, you know, it's so interesting. Jean's vision and her staff's vision is more than like, you know, it's so important. I don't think people realize they, you know, have like the shelter conjures up this large place. Well, where they're currently able to house victims of domestic violence is two rooms, not a lot of privacy, not private bathrooms. And because of Sandy and her tragic story, but so much has gone into this beyond just having more space. It's Jean wants light. She wants windows. She wants a park-like setting. She wants a children's play area. You know, and her staff and she from the ground up have just made this feel more comfortable. And I think, you know, one of the things that I took away too from that tour, Jean, was your comment that, you know, most women need to be housed for 30 days to really make a difference and many 90 days to really get healthy and be able to get away from that situation. And this new shelter will allow them that longer stay and to really work on themselves and have the counseling and the resources available to really get out of that situation like they need to.
Yeah, right now the average stay is 12 days. And the reason is that they know they have to leave within 2 weeks. So often they don't have a place to go or stay. So there's a kind of almost a freak out period that is, and freak out may be a little too strong to use, but still, that where am I going to go? What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. Okay, I've gotten some help and maybe I have a restraining order, but now what? And there is no help out there now. Often that means they live in their car. It means that they may go to the Good News Rescue Mission or something like that. So we know we need to have more time to help them find a place to live. But the other part of it that you were talking about in our shelter as our staff, and we went through it, is we were talking about this issue of privacy and what did it mean and how would you heal? And what we came up with is that they each needed their own bedroom where their family could stay together and their own bathroom. And they actually have their own heating and air in each room. And the reason is that we want to help strengthen that family unit that's been destroyed. It's been traumatized. That they can talk with each other. They can help the kids with homework in quiet and privacy. We have no rooms for that right now.
Right.
There is no place for a teen to be right now. And we have a teen room. So there's really is a lot of thought. And this is unique, I have to say, is that we've worked on being a model, a vision, looking at what can we do to make this different from other places? And can't we want to show that we are really helping people get on to a better life?
So we've got a nice building, but what I think is more important to me as a community member, are we gaining ground or are we losing ground? What are the numbers telling us, Jean?
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing. The numbers, it depends on how you look at the numbers. Depends on how accurate all the numbers are. I can't tell you, but I can tell you what I think is happening.
Okay.
So when we merged with the Family Justice Center in 2012, we changed our whole method of operation, and we adopted how the Family Justice Center have suggested a better way of operating. We are the only ones still in the United States who have merged with the Family Justice Center. So in 2012, we had about 2,500 visits for service. There are duplications in that. Mm-hmm. This year we're projecting that we'll see 7,000 visits for service. Okay. Now, also in those 3 years, what's happened is we've also, media campaign is at the bottom of everything you do. That's why we're on the news and the newspaper and our fundraising events and such like that. So the question is, are we reaching more people, or did it increase?
Mm-hmm.
My guess is it didn't increase that much. I believe we're reaching more people. That word is getting out.
So perception is raised.
Perception is raised. I don't have any facts to back up one way or another, but from police statistics and such like that, we're not seeing that big of an increase there that's matching the people that we're seeing. So that's why that's my conclusion.
The number of displaced residents, people who have been for either have come here with no plan, they just come here and then they're on the street. And then we have people who have lost their jobs, lost their homes, and then, of course, that leads to substance abuse, which, mm-hmm. of course, leads into mm-hmm. the domestic violence spiral. The perception on the street is that we're still in a huge uptick on that. What's your take on that?
Well, again, like I said, I can't bring any statistics to prove kind of anything, and I'm very careful about what I say here, because I've said things before of statistics I've heard or whatever, and then I've gone to hear contradictory things. Like I said, what I see from police statistics, there's not a huge uptake in sexual assaults or domestic violence. It goes up and down. They even have a recording system that they would say is not quite accurate. I know we're seeing more people. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we are not a homeless shelter. We are a domestic violence shelter. So the people that we see are local residents of Shasta County.
Two things real quick. Walk a mile.
Yes, thank you so much. So this Saturday, Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, Shasta County style, 9 a.m., a promenade at the downtown mall. Come bring your friends. We have lots of groups walking. You don't have to walk in high heels. We have the veterans are walking in boots. My husband wears pink slippers because he And so we already have quite a good group signed up, larger than last year already. So it's a really fun event. Bring your kids. Have them cheer you on. Have them put on sparkly sandals and walk with you. It's really fun fundraising event for us.
And on everybody's mouths in the next 2 months, Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars in June 22nd, 27th. I should know exactly that date. We have a great group already out raising money. Certainly Sharon was one of our stars 2 years ago. She knows what it's all about, how hard you work, how hard the dancing is. Please show up for this. It's a fun event. And, again, raising money for a good cause. All of the money that's raised from the events goes to our operations. It's not our building. It's to helping us serve people day in and day out. So please support us.
And before we go to break, I did want to let you know, Jean, after our tour, that Home Helpers is making the commitment to donate $5,000. to help with the shelter.
Yeah, all
that's
of that.
That's a call bell for home health.
Thank you
for the Sierra
so
Center,
much.
And we're happy
oh
to help.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're happy to help. And there is elder abuse counselors in there as well. So
absolutely.
We definitely support that as an agency. So we're happy to do that for
and
you.
And the
so.
Community has been so generous. Thank you, Sharon.
You're
and,
welcome.
And home helpers.
Thank you. And
thanks
for
so
joining
much.
Us today.
All right. We're going to take it over the top of the hour. Got SRN News coming up on KCNR 1460 and then lots more on your community talk radio station, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Today marks the 64th annual National Day of Prayer, and tens of thousands of observances are taking place across the country, including right here in Washington. National Day of Prayer Task Force Chairwoman Shirley Dobson.
ISIS, horrific evil, is spreading throughout the Middle East, threatening the United States and the world. Christians are being murdered for their faith around the globe. And Iran and other dangerous nations are wreaking havoc as they grasp for power and proclaim death to America.
Congressman first designated the first Thursday in the month of May as a national day of prayer every year back in 1952. Is the Obama administration guilty of government overreach? Well, there is a court ruling today against the government's bulk collection of Americans' phone records. A federal appeals court in New York says the program goes beyond what Congress has allowed. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says road conditions have gotten back to normal after the state was hit by floods and tornadoes yesterday. Things weren't very normal for Jerry Johnson yesterday when he described what was shaping up near his home in Norman, Oklahoma.
About a quarter of a mile from here, stuff's gone, you can't get down the streets right now. I mean, the water's in certain areas is above the tops of cars.
Thankfully, nobody was killed. At least 12 people were injured. The New England Patriots have been flagged for illegal procedure, an NFL investigation determining that the Patriots employees likely deflated footballs used in the AFC Championship game and that quarterback Tom Brady probably knew about it. Houston Texans fan Gerald Burks predicts that either Brady or Bill Belichick will get suspended. Maybe both, but that'll be it.
Of course, they're not going to take any games away or, like, you know, they're not going to do anything like put an asterisk by a game or anything like that.
The Colts had complained that several footballs were underinflated in that game. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The Chicago City Council has approved a $5.5 million reparations package for victims of the city's notorious police torture scandal.
Along with the money, the city also makes a formal apology and promises to teach school kids about one of the darkest chapters in Chicago's history. Dozens of men who claim they were tortured by a detective unit under the direction of former Commander John Burge during the 70s, 80s, and early 90s could receive as much as $100,000.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason. Tomorrow marks 70 years since the fall of Nazi Germany in World War II, and while millions of Germans experienced the end of the war as a total defeat at the time, today most Germans see it as liberation instead from 12 years of Nazi tyranny. A poll released last week shows just 9% of the Germans who were surveyed see the end of World War II as a defeat. Germany's parliament tomorrow will reflect upon what it says is a day that stands for the double liberation from war and Nazism. This is SRN News. Try to figure out which window blinds might be the safest in homes where there are young children. SRN's Keith Peters has some advice.
The industry is encouraging companies to send their products to a third-party testing facility to determine whether they should be used in homes with little ones. If so, they get a certified best for kids label. The problem with many blinds and shades has long been the cords used to raise and lower them. They can pose a strangulation risk for young children. Safety officials say about 184 infants and young children died from strangling in window cords between 1996 and 2012. The campaign by the Window Covering Manufacturers Association would be voluntary. Keith Peters, SRN News, Washington.
Police in San Antonio are investigating how a packet of cocaine ended up inside a wrapped Nature Valley granola bar. Cynthia Rodriguez says she was eating her bar when a small green bag emblazoned with dollar signs fell out. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. They are out today, and I am Sharon Clark, guest hosting, along with the ever handsome and charismatic Bob Belongi.
You're just talking about the beard.
And for those of you interested, Linda is going to be performing out at Wind River this evening at 7 p.m. So go support Linda and her beautiful voice and classy style. And Carl is actually the keynote speaker at an event today supporting veterans. So usually Trish Clark and I host the first Thursday of every month. And Trish is actually off as well, celebrating a birthday. She's 29 again this year. And so so Bob and I are stepping up together to run the show for you this morning. If you'd like to comment on any of our discussions, give us a call at 605-4567 or follow us in the chat room at kcnr1460.com.
By the way, Elements Lounge, 243-3377. If you'd like to get tickets for Romance on the River with Linda Bott in with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. Let's take a quick look at the weather here. Beautiful, beautiful spring-like day. Partly sunny and a high near 77. However, we got some winds that are drying things out of the north up to 25 miles an hour. It is not too early to worry about fire danger, so please be mindful of that. Tonight, the winds will still be gusting with a low around 58. Mostly sunny for your Friday as the temperatures creep up into the mid-80s. Right now, it is 61 degrees and ready, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where the customers are warm friends, and it is cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
And joining us in the studio this morning is Patrick Black from Edward Jones. Hi, Pat.
How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks for stopping in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
I know we've worked together as colleagues for many years, and one of the discussions that often comes up that I want to chat about later in the hour is how to talk about to our parents about money, which I know you're dealing with the adult children and the clients as well as I am, and that's always a tough discussion for families to have.
It is.
And needing some tips on that. But before we start with that, off the air when you first got here, you were chatting a little bit about some kind of updates on in the investment community and kind of what's going on in that culture. And why don't you give our listeners a little update on that, on those statistics and what's happening there?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, it may not be super interesting to a lot of your listeners other than the fact that over the next 10 years, the odds are that they're current financial advisor, if they have one, is likely getting closer and closer to retirement. You know, oftentimes when you're talking with your advisor, you're talking about your own retirement. You rarely will ever talk about their retirement.
Absolutely.
But it may be something that at some point you want to start at least broaching or at least asking the question. Some of the statistics around this, I looked up for another reason, but I'm extremely surprised by. According to some of the data that we see, 43% of all financial advisors are over the age of 55. So, you know, you can make the assumption that over the next 10 years, you're going to have quite a few are retiring. 22% of advisors are over the age of 60. A consulting firm, Mawson Adams, estimates that by 2022, we will be short 200,000 financial advisors in the United States. So, you know, the reality of it is that can be a very disruptive portion or thing that could happen to your own retirement. Your advisor leaving and maybe either, you know, giving you to somebody who's younger or different. Maybe you don't have that same rapport. Maybe they don't have the same experience.
Right.
Odds are they won't have the same amount of experience. So it's just an interesting thing to think about. Something that, you know, again, some of your listeners may just want to broach that conversation if they have an advisor that's a little older. What are you retiring? When are you retiring? And what are your plans with my money?
Right. Because again, this is a baby boomer generation.
Yep.
that went into this field. And like a lot of our career paths, nursing and medical and county jobs and teaching, we have a lot of baby boomers that are going to leave a huge deficit when they retire. And how many younger folks are coming in to replace that aging generation of investment folks?
And a scary, I mean, maybe the scariest number, right now we only have less than 5% of the financial advisors in the industry are under the age of 30. So we don't have young folks coming into this job. One of the reasons why I was surprised, and maybe I shouldn't be, one of the reasons I was surprised is this is a pretty good job. I mean, I won't tell you it's easy. I mean, the common joke around a lot of financial advisors is, you know, for like myself, I've been doing this for 12 years, and I'll oftentimes say, you know, I've been a financial advisor for 12 years, and it's been, you know, basically the best 9 years of my life because the first three were horrible.
Right.
But that's starting a business. I mean, you started a business. How were your first three
years?
Right.
Yeah. I blocked them out.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You try to not think about them, or you'll be under your desk in the fetal position. So, you know, it is a difficult job, and I don't want to gloss over that, but it's also a great job. I mean, we have a very unique place in people's lives. We deal with very personal things. We see people go through weddings and graduations and retirement and unfortunately death. And we're a big part of helping people walk through all those things. And that's an honor. So it's a great job. Not a lot of jobs get to be able to do those types of things. Yet, you know, I think Bob made the joke that, you know, all the under 30s are, you know, doing apps and video game writing, and they're not doing this kind of stuff. So it's scary.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking is if, you're in some tech industry and all of a sudden you've been outsourced to who knows where, maybe it's time to look at something that's going to be a better, less volatile source of income and get into this field that is obviously wide open.
It absolutely is wide open, and I literally was kind of joking, kind of not joking, with my daughter and her friend when I was taking them to school today. This market is wide open, and I think it's even a better market for young women. To be honest with you, I think it's a great job there.
Well, I know just in dealing with our clients, you know, planning for elder care, planning for aging, planning for your future is very important, and so this field is definitely one to think about if to give you a little plug, if folks are interested in learning more about, you know, a career path, how would they reach out to you? Would you be happy to answer their questions about Edward Jones?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll happily talk to him. My number is 221-3179 here in town. Another great person to talk to and maybe even more informed is Scott Brown, also with Edward Jones. And his work phone number is 246-8893. So either one of us would be a good opportunity to discuss the opportunity.
If you're looking to make a career change or you're, you know, maybe coming out of college, because it's a great, I think, for someone in their 20s who's just graduated college, maybe was thinking of banking or some type of financial career, this would be a great option for them to look at.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're kind of a unique thing, not to try to overly plug my firm, but we are unique. Most of the larger firms, because of some of the financial downturns over the last 5 to 6 years, have really stopped training new advisors. You know, they used to call them junior brokers and those things. And they really have slowed down on that quite a bit. Our firm still does that. And we actually have a program at Edward Jones that right after you graduate, you know, you have to have a good resume, and don't get me wrong, it's a very competitive thing to get into. But if you have, you know, as you're graduating from college, if you're looking for that, we have a program that will actually take you to our home office and train you for anywhere from 3, 6, 9, sometimes a year at our home office, really learning the job from the ground up. And then at the completion of that year, you're able to come back out into the workforce. Now you've got a really good basis basis of understanding a much better, working concept of the job, investments, our systems, and everything else, and then you're placed into the workforce. It's a great way to go.
That's great. Do we want to take a break yet, Bob? Or?
Well, we've got a couple of things to take care of. First of all, I'm going to make try not to put too much on Jared here, but we had a listener call in who was unable to use his tickets for Riverfront Playhouse for Barefoot in the Park media night on May the 20th. That is a Wednesday. But, of course, Riverfront Playhouse does some absolutely fantastic productions, and there's a lot of fans of Riverfront Playhouse. I've got in my possession at this time two tickets that have been freed up for media night at Riverfront Playhouse. That's Wednesday, May the 20th. First caller, 605-4567, gets them. And, again, a reminder that at Elements Lounge, tonight is Linda Bott and the Bluebirds picking up at 7 o'clock. You want to make your reservations early. There's some great meal deals for this show tonight, including steak and lobster, $22. Hard to beat
Yum.
That. Yes, indeed. 605-4567 to dial that. And if you want to call Elements Lounge, 243-3377 for Elements Lounge. And Jared will take us out, and I'll go answer the phone. KCNR 1460.
Cleary's Restaurant has an important question.
Have you made your reservations for Mother's Day yet? Well, why not? We'll be open for Mother's Day serving brunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Chef Les has created a delicious menu, starting with a fresh fruit parfait and house-baked scones, followed by your choice of a plated brunch. Crab cakes egg benedict, blackberry oatmeal pancakes, and house-made corned beef hash, just to mention a few. Are you drooling yet? We'll be open for dinner as well from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m.
Cleary's Restaurant at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 241-4535 for your Mother's Day reservations.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Jim Gaffigan, live.
I've never eaten a hot pocket and then afterwards been, what is that?
Contagious Tour.
I was like, I'm gonna die. I paid for that?
You've seen his comedy specials, Mr. Universe and Obsessed. Now see him live, July 21st, on stage at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
I was at this seafood restaurant, and this guy came over to our table.
You're not eating lobster. Is there a reason why you're not eating lobster?
I was like, I thought I'd order what I want.
A night of all new material.
Lobster tail. Is that the area near the butt?
That's what I want, a little turpin bug butt.
Jim Gaffigan in an all-ages show.
I'm looking around.
Do that, Victoria's Secret.
See what you ladies are buying.
Where's all the angels? Where's the open bar?
Reserve seats are on sale now. Available online at readingcivic.com, the box office, or by phone.
Me and my ladies undies.
Jim Gaffigan, July 21st, the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Whatever you're cooking smells good, Ma. Where's Dad?
I don't know. I think he's in the garage. Hey, tell him it's time for dinner.
Left step. Right step. Left step.
Nice heels, Dad. What are you doing?
I'm practicing for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes.
What is that?
Every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is sexually assaulted. It's time for men like us to say no more. The Walker Mile in Her Shoes is a call to men to educate and engage our community about a very serious subject to take action in preventing sexualized violence.
What can I do to help?
Every man should join us on Saturday, May 9th at 10 a.m. for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes to benefit One Safe Place. Do like I did, son. Get a bunch of your friends together and visit the One Safe Place website at ospshasta.org and register for the walk. And here, I happen to have another pair of heels.
Left step, right step.
You guys make me so proud.
Please join the Walk a Mile chairman, Joe Cementi, and his family for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event Saturday, May 9th in downtown Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service, all makes and models of heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, and 24-hour service. Lions Heating and Air. Call 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindabott. Filling in today is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers. And if you want to comment on our topic this hour, give us a call at 605-4567 or kcnr1460.com to follow us in the chat room. And Bob Belangi is here filling in for Carl, though you don't have the haircut.
I don't have that. It's not high and tight.
It's not high and tight. And our guest this hour is Patrick Black from Edward Jones here in Reading. Welcome. Thanks, Pat, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So one of the conversations that Pat and I have throughout the years in dealing with seniors, and many of you, if you're retired or you have aging parents, are going to be coming up against this, is how to talk to your parents about money. And, you know, many times families, they think they need to know about the resources that are available, home care agencies, assisted living, you know, what Medicare pays for, et cetera. But underlying all of those resources is money, because it is very expensive to age at this time in life. It's not, Medicare is not covering nearly as much. There aren't even enough assisted livings to house what we think will be the baby boomer population when they hit that need. So, Pat, some of your situations, you've got folks in the office, mom and dad have investment accounts, their kids are involved. What are some of the dialogues that you've seen happen? What are some of the suggestions you would have for families in starting that conversation?
So some of the – I mean, the conversations are usually sort of barbelled, if you will. I mean, we have seems like we have a lot of really great conversations with some folks, and then we have horrible conversations about it and generally nothing in between. You know, I wish I could tell you specifically, you know, how the good conversations you know, why the good conversations are good and why the bad conversations are bad. I think for the most part, it's, you know, the openness of the discussion or being even willing to have the discussion. Money is a very private thing, and maybe in some cases even more so in families. And also money can be a little generational. You know, in the greatest generation doesn't really love, and I am generalizing, but they don't love to talk about their money because they feel like it's they're being conceited or uppity. Mm-hmm. Or, mm-hmm. You know, my grandmother specifically, I mean, oh my goodness, she wouldn't talk about money. You know, if you listen to her, she barely had two pennies rubbed together. Yet, you know, she had a very comfortable life. Her whole, you know, as she aged, she, you know, had long-term care insurance. She had all these different things. And, you know, my dad was a single child. So why wouldn't she have that conversation? And she just didn't want to be seen as being rich. She actually went into an assisted living outside of her own town. They had an assisted living in her town that was great. And they owned two. They owned one in her town, and they owned one 3 hours away. And she moved to the one 3 hours away because she didn't want her friends to know that she had enough money to go in that one.
Wow. So, yeah, I know. And, you know, I'm a part of this conversation a lot in my office. And, you know, one of the things that I always tell families is the 40-70 rule. When you as a child turn 40 or as a parent turn 70, to start this dialogue, because it is a private situation, and you don't want to wait till crisis mode to start talking to your parents about what they have in place, what they see as they get older, what they want for themselves, where they see themselves living, if they have a long-term care insurance policy, where their investments are. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are times probably it's crisis mode before you even meet the children of the person who's invested money with you.
Oh, absolutely. And I can't tell you how many times we've gotten calls from folks. And literally the opening line is, did my parents have money with you?
That's scary.
Yeah.
That they don't even know.
They have no idea.
And it's not that they didn't want to know, but that, again, this generation is very private and mm-hmm. doesn't want to share that information. Mm-hmm. And if you are someone in, 70 or up, I really encourage you to start talking with your adult children about these kinds of topics, because as much as we think we're protecting them or we don't want to burden them, it is going to be their problem. They are going to be in my office or Pat's office worrying about you, not knowing what you wanted, not understanding where things are. And we don't want to put our kids through that mm-hmm. when we're in crisis mode and someone's had a medical issue, that the kids aren't aware of where the bank accounts are and if their names aren't on, if there's not an estate plan put together, which is another really important topic to have all of that stuff updated. But really to have those honest conversations, because people need to know what you want as you age. That empowers you and gives you more independence.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it doesn't have to be. I mean, obviously, there's all different levels of disclosure on your money. It's not like you have to tell them where every penny is and how much you have, because in some situations, that's not a great idea.
Right.
But, going as far or doing as little as just saying, I have an account at, at Bob's, office, or, I have an Edward Jones account, or, we have, we do a little investing or something mm-hmm. just because I'm telling you, there are times where, and especially now in a more digital era, I mean, I'm always so impressed how many of the greatest generation are embracing technology. And some of those ways that they're doing it is in the paperless system. So they don't have we don't send statements to their house anymore. A lot of times that's how, unfortunately mom or dad passes away. They go, the kids come to the house, they're starting the process of cleaning out, and they go, oh, what is this? This is an Edward Jones statement. Mom and dad had Edward Jones. And that's kind of the way that it used to happen. Well, now that things are paperless, that's not happening. They're not stumbling across Edward Jones statements mm-hmm. or their Merrill Lynch statements or whatever have you, because in many situations they're e-filed now.
So there's potentially money there to be spent on mom or dad's needs after mm-hmm. a stroke or a medical issue mm-hmm. that the kids may not even know about.
They may not even know about.
Yep. Yeah. Now, what are some of – now, if folks are listening and they're not happy with their financial advisor, I know that you have some tips on finding a financial advisor, and that's something that we've talked about in the past, because mm-hmm. I think it's really, really important and that people connect with that individual, that they're trusting them, that they have the same goals in mind, that they get where you're headed in your life and kind of how you see yourself aging.
We have had this conversation
yeah.
because you just went through most of my bullet points. So maybe I should go.
Yeah.
like I said earlier, this is a very, very personal thing. And it's not just personal for our senior community. It's personal for everybody. It's very, very important. It's something that you have to have, like you said, a comfort level. You have to have confidence in who you're working with. You have to have you need to know who you're dealing with. And so often I hear of people who have just called and they've transferred accounts and they've done all this stuff without really sitting down and really going through an interview process of who's going to be managing your money. I mean, why would we not want to know what how long they've been in the business? What designations do you have? Designations are a big deal now, and they're getting to become a bigger and bigger deal. And it's on both sides of the coin. So there was an article written, the Detroit Free Press or a paper in Detroit about how there are some designations that are being created by internet companies to cater toward senior, like a senior certified, financial assistant or whatever. It's to make it seem like they are specializing in seniors, and all they really have done is gone on the internet and answered a couple questions.
Yeah, it's like a vulnerable population. So now people
it's
are
very
targeting them. Yeah.
And the scary thing is what this article talked about is it's working. It's a successful ploy, if you will. So you go on the internet, you get a couple of, you take a couple of classes, you know, and all of a sudden you've got these fancy letters behind your name that don't have a lot of merit. It takes away from the, you know, let's just call them the real designations. And it's giving a false sense of security to a very vulnerable population. Mm-hmm.
So people really need to research.
They really do.
And I think that your personal philosophies would be important to me. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're dealing with someone who's going to be aging, you need to understand when their kids come to you and say things like, we've looked at assisted livings, that you can say, you know, I've met with your mom for 10 years and she wanted to stay in her home.
That's right.
And she financially can afford it, and that's what she relayed to me, and I think you guys need to know that. I mean, that's the kind of conversations you would have with the kids, right?
All the time.
Yeah.
And not only that, you know, we in our situation, we can say, not only do I know your mom and dad or dad wanted to stay at home, but we financially planned for it. That's why we have this. This is, you know, this is what we've been doing over the last 5 years. And so, you know, we can't afford it, and these are things you need to do.
Right.
And so, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that relationship and that long-term relationship is a big deal. You know, it's kind of going back to what we were talking about before. You know, a lot of times people set up these long-term relationship plans, and if their advisor changes, you know, that's part of that fear, right?
Right.
And so, absolutely. I mean, and really, I mean, you know, there's also a difficult balance there, too, because you want somebody that is experienced. You want somebody that does have real designations like a CFP or, you know, or, you know, an AAMS or something like that. That is a real designation and is actually, trust me, extremely difficult to get and time consuming and a pain in the, you know what. But, you know, that they have all those designations and that they are going to be around a while. I mean, you know, if you're, you know, 56 and you go in and do you want to get an advisor that's 62? You know,
right.
Odds are
right.
You're going to probably, you know, there's going to be.
You're going to build this relationship with someone over years who's going to leave.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even though it is nice to have somebody with that kind of experience. So it's not easy.
Well, we're, I think, going to go to break here, Bob.
8:30 here on KCNR 1460. We'll have more right after these messages on Free Fire Radio.
Culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la Sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM. Heading down to
It's 8:33 KCNR 1460, and taking a quick look at our weather. Partly sunny for today, a high in the upper 70s, but we got some winds that are going to be taking what little moisture is left in our vegetation out. It'll be gusting up around 25 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, the winds continuing, then they die down tomorrow. And it'll be mostly sunny and a high in the mid-80s. Right now in Reading, it is 64 degrees. And this report, as is our weather at all times, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Customers are warm friends, and it is absolutely cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veterans discounts. 365-3793 for Shasta Gas Propane.
And you're listening to KCNR 1460 Radio, Free Fire Radio, with Sharon Clark and the ever-charismatic Bob Belongi. And
you are just way too nice.
And if you want to join our conversation, you can reach us at 605-4567 or the chat room at kcnr1460.com. And our guest this hour is Patrick Black from Edward Jones. And we were just kind of chatting about money. And, you know, one of the things, and Bob and I and Pat were chatting about over the break that I want to talk about on air is there ever a good cold call, Pat, that comes across the phone line when someone's really going to make a buck that they should trust that caller? Would you call, do you cold call people out of the phone book and just go, hey, give me some money and I'm going to take you to town?
I have never said, give me some money and I'm going to take you to town. I will say this. I have cold called when I started my business. It is, you know, and again, I've been doing this for a little while, so we don't, it's not done as much anymore. Thank goodness for the do not call bill, because I think that has helped that, you know, quite a bit. Cold calling 10 years ago was, you know, honestly a very popular way of doing business, not just for financial advisors, but for a lot of folks. And you know, they wouldn't have done it if it didn't work, right? It did work to, you know, sort of grow your business. I will say that in today's environment, that it is very, very difficult. And honestly, most calls for new brokers are making nowadays aren't really, most of the time, are not meant to try to sell an individual investment. They're meant to try to get an appointment with somebody.
Yeah, and I tell people on when I do the Boomer Tech show, do not ever give any financial information, that is your Social Security number, your bank account information, anything, to a person you've never met before. They're just a friendly voice on the phone, and yet it happens day after day after day. Same with your emails. Do not just click on a link on an email and start entering your information willy-nilly. Trust but verify. And unfortunately, a lot of our seniors were born and raised in an era when it wasn't as prevalent as it is now, but the scam artists out there are thick as fleas, and they wouldn't be doing it. They wouldn't be doing the scams if they didn't work. So
you're so right, Bob. And, you know, I have some clients, and we've been there as caregivers when these folks call back, and they know the client by their first name. They know that their daughter was going to be in town over the weekend. How did your visit go? And so they're embedding themselves in this person's life, playing on that factor that they're alone and living alone.
It's called a confidence game.
And then pretty soon it's easy to broach some of the financial abuse that occurs, you know, very often and with folks. And as Patrick said, you know, and I agree, sit across from this person. If you're going to give anyone money or anyone information, as Bob said, sit across from them, meet with them, and chat with them. But no bank, no person worth their salt is going to call you at home and want to chat about that stuff over the phone. They're going to want to meet you in person.
I agree, and especially out of town. I mean, you know, out of town is even, like I said, even that much worse in some cases. You know, if you can't sit across from them and look at them in the eye and talk to them and have a good conversation with them, you know what? you know, you can't get a real good feel. They're, you know, they can say whatever returns or numbers they're going to give you, but you can't get a good feel for somebody unless you can see them.
Yeah. And I mean, it goes along just the same with a lot of our clients that, you know, once they donate to one cause, they get letters from everything asking for money, supporting this, supporting that. And the financial abuse just is so prevalent. And this generation is so vulnerable to it. And so, it's really sad to me that some of these unscrupulous people just really play on the loneliness and mm-hmm. the trust. As Bob said, you know, the handshake meant something to a lot of these folks. And so they trust the word of these folks on the phone, and nobody would even think to abuse that relationship in their era. Mm-hmm. And so they're really played on for that.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. I'll try to make a quick story. I'm not good with quick stories, but when I first started, I had an appointment at somebody's house and we were talking about something and we were kind of going through the process. And at the end, he said, you know, my neighbors across the street, I know that we've talked before and they would really love to talk and meet with somebody about some of these same things. You know, why don't you go across the street and go tell them, you know, that, you know, or and see if you can answer any of their questions. So I walked across the street and they were actually in their garage having a cigarette. So they lifted up the garage door and I walked out and I talked to them for no more than 5 minutes. And all I really did was answer questions. I had introduced myself and I said I was with Edward Jones, and then I answered two or three different questions. And then I'll never forget, she got up and she went inside the kitchen and me and the husband were talking and for two or three minutes, and she came back out and she had a blank check for $25,000 and said, here, honey, just do whatever you think is right with it. And handed me a $25,000 blank check, my, you know, no name on it whatsoever. And I looked at it and I struggled with even knowing what I was looking at. I was like, you know, did this lady just give me I've met you for four to 8 minutes.
In your garage
right. While you're having a smoke. And I just sat there, and he looks at her, and she says, what is that? And I said, well, it's a check. And he says, you won't even give me money. Go down to what's the card club? Yeah, there's some card club.
Right. Casino club.
Yeah.
The casino club. You won't even give me $100 to go to the casino club, and you gave that boy $25,000.
Oh, but these people can, you're pretty nice, trustworthy guy, but there's a lot of nice looking, trustworthy looking guys who are actually out to fleece people, and they are, and these people become victims.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you give references too when people come to
Absolutely.
Chat with you, and so I mean,
Absolutely.
I think that as I do with my agency, that you know, you need to ask for references and you need to check their certifications and mm-hmm. what their goals are and ensure that you have the right person, because mm-hmm. you know the challenge with any type of financial abuse is once the money's been taken, it doesn't matter if the person goes to jail, it doesn't matter if they're prosecuted, it doesn't put the money back in your bank account. And mm-hmm. so for those folks that do lose money with some unscrupulous people, the money's now gone. And mm-hmm. and I've had it happen to folks that I've come in contact with home helpers, and it doesn't matter if the person's sitting in jail, we have someone now who can't age the way they planned, and that's just tragic.
It absolutely is. Absolutely.
And you probably have people coming into you that came from a bad situation that have lost money that you can't put back, you know?
No, absolutely. And it's, you know, it is really tragic. You know, another just little quick story. I just had somebody not too long ago. It was probably inside. Actually, you know what? It was a little while longer. It was right after the last time you and I had did a show together. So
okay.
It's been a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And they came in because they had heard the show. And they came in. And so, you know, her name was we'll just call her Ethel. And her daughter came in. And they put down their statement. Ethel was 78 at the time. And it was a statement from another brokerage firm. And right at the very top of her statement, it said account objectives. And it said aggressive. So I looked at the portfolio, and let's just say out of a $350,000 portfolio, $285,000 of it was an aggressive stock that I would not own myself at half of her age.
Wow.
And so, you know, it does. I mean, it is you scratch your head sometimes on how these things are built. I mean, I will make the assumption that whoever her advisor was trying to make her money. But in 2008, you know, all that stuff, she had lost almost a third of her wealth. And luckily, you know, she got it taken care of in time, and we were able to get it back and do what she needed to do, and things are okay. But I mean, that would have been a catastrophe.
Yeah.
I mean, a total catastrophe.
So folks can bring their current statements in and have them reviewed by
Absolutely.
You or by someone else. I mean, I
Absolutely.
Think it's always good to have second opinions if you're feeling you're not sure about what you're doing. It's too important
yep.
to risk.
And I'll just make one little thing. CFP, Certified Financial Planners. It is very difficult to get that license or that that accreditation. It is you have to go through quite a few hoops. It's real, and they are a really, really good source to have those reviews done by because they have a broad base of understanding, a broad base of knowledge.
Great.
So, for somebody, say in my position, I'm going to turn 60. Mm-hmm. My wife is going to retire. She's 55 in government service. She's going to retire. We don't have a huge amount set aside. Is it too late for me to really do much of anything to make sure that I don't end up in, you know, down at the pauper's home or whatever?
No, it's never too late. What it has to do with in many forms, I mean, first of all, it's never too late to start dollar cost averaging into the market if you can. You don't want to, you know, do anything too aggressive. There does come a point where it's going to be more about, you know, how you're going to budget going forward. You know, how, you know, what are your expenses? You know, let's do everything you can to reduce those ongoing expenses going into retirement so that when you get into retirement, some of those expenses are lower or they're gone as a whole.
Well, we have a midday show here, Dave Ramsey, who talks about things like taking baby steps to eliminate your debt.
Absolutely.
Have a 3 months' worth of expenses set aside in your emergency fund in case it does hit the fan for you. What other advice could you provide?
I will say this. So the three-month rule is a great rule if you're a salaried employer, if you have a variable income. It should be a little bit more than that. But the three rule is great if you're hourly or if you have a salary. But if you have a variable income, that number should probably get almost closer to 6 months.
Yeah.
So definitely have and honestly, right now going in, you know, with markets the way they are, having a little extra cash is not a bad idea right now.
So yeah, pay cash whenever you can.
Pay cash. Debt is a killer. I can tell you that one of the largest differences between retirements that I've seen for folks is their debt level when they're getting to retirement. You know, a lot of people always point to the mortgage. Mortgages aren't the devil, but it sure is nice if you don't have a mortgage when you're retired because, yeah, you know, that's
looking
a large
at retirement
bill.
With $25,000 on your MasterCard is not a good thing.
That is not a good thing.
And we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. It is man's last stronghold. It's where Carl gets his haircut. It's where I get my haircut. It's where Jared would get his haircut if he, in fact, cut his hair. They're at 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading. 244-9478. That's Cypress Square Barbershop.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
Cleary's Restaurant has an important question.
Have you made your reservations for Mother's Day yet? Well, why not? We'll be open for Mother's Day serving brunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Chef Les has created a delicious menu, starting with a fresh fruit parfait and house-baked scones, followed by your choice of a plated brunch. Crab cakes egg benedict, blackberry oatmeal pancakes, and house-made corned beef hash, just to mention a few. Are you drooling yet? We'll be open for dinner as well from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m.
Cleary's Restaurant at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 241-4535 for your Mother's Day reservations.
This Saturday night, Shasta Speedway returns with auto racing action, and the focus is on Mom. Lithia Toyota, Pepsi, and Napa Auto Parts present Mom's Night at Shasta Speedway with special coupons for the first 500 moms at the gate. Join Harvest Printing, Anderson Tire Factory, Trek Tech Tire, and the Paint Mart in Reading for a full night of racing action. You'll see the late models, modified bombers, mini stocks, and the Hornets. And one lucky mom will win a ride in a race car. So bring your mom to Shasta Speedway this Saturday night. And then get ready for NASCAR on May 30th. The best in the West return as the K&N Pro Series West thunders into Shasta Speedway. May 30th, it's the Bill Schmidt Memorial 150.
auto racing this Saturday night. It's a night for moms at Shasta Speedway with special coupons for the first 500 moms at the gate. Tickets are $7.50 for adults, $4.50 for kids. Family fun. Auto racing this Saturday night at the Action Track, Shasta Speedway.
Michael W. Smith.
An evening of music with Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 6 p.m., show at 7 p.m. with Michael W. Smith.
Speaks to your heart.
Makes you feel good.
It's uplifting.
I sing my heart out.
Michael W. Smith, the songs you remember, and new music from the new album, Sovereign. Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com. Call 229-0022 or at the Reading Civic box office. Don't miss Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
The new album, Sovereign, available now.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Where the time is 10 minutes before 9 o'clock here at KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's. They serve caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs. T&B, where veterans always get discounts.
And you're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And I am Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers, in for Linda this morning. And if you'd like to join the conversation, we have a few minutes left at 605-4567. And also the ever-dashing Bob Belongi across from me.
Wait.
And the ever-dashing to my right, Patrick Black from Edward Jones, has been our guest this hour.
You know, I hope you guys don't mind, but I had to come onto this radio show today to talk to my client because she is so ridiculously busy that she can't ever come in. So if you guys will all bear with me, Sharon, how are things going?
Yeah.
And how is Home Helpers?
Super, super busy. And you know, it's funny because you texted me a few weeks ago, like, I need you to call me sometime today. So that's our new communication because I don't even answer my phone. But we are super busy. Thanks for asking. Business is great. We are helping so many amazing families here in Reading. And on that note, since I can on that, I'd like to invite any of you listening that if you know anyone who's looking for a career change or a part-time job, we are always looking for compassionate caregivers. And, you know, we're not medical, so we don't have a lot of training required. Just pass a criminal background, DMV, and drug test. And we have amazing families and clients. This is such – and, Pat, you work with this generation like I do. And, wow, we have – I have a gentleman, a client, who was actually at D-Day – and one of the few surviving folks that was at D-Day and took the trip back to France a year and a half ago. And I mean, he literally was like a private when he got there and was head of his unit by the time a week passed.
That gives me goosebumps.
Yeah, and just really to – and the first time I met with this gentleman, he was telling me about his experience. And literally, this is not a joke, during our meeting, General Patton's granddaughter called on the phone – and was just checking in on him and how he was doing and was sending him a medal that she thought he should have had that he never got or something. But so, you know, if you are a retiree and you have some extra time, what an amazing group to serve. Mm-hmm. What an amazing population to get to know and what a huge difference. And, you know, you've seen the caregivers with clients that come in to see you and you know how important those people are in their lives.
Oh, they're amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everything from, you know, yeah, just bringing them there, the compassion that they show. I mean, I do believe it is a, you know, there's a special place in heaven for those who can take care of our seniors and do it with the compassion and love and caring that, that, you know, your employees show. That is not something I think everybody has built into them, but it's so clear that you do a great job of finding those people in our community. And it's really something.
Thank you. And, you know, and many times they say to me, well, I don't have any experience in caregiving, but I find that they're an informal caregiver. They're the one on the block that makes the soup for Mrs. Jones. Their husband takes out her trash, you know, so sometimes people don't think they have any experience in caregiving, but they're that person in the family that when someone's down and out, someone had a surgery, they're driving them to the doctor, they're the one stepping up. And that's exactly what we do. And so there, you know, so if you're interested, you can visit my website at readinghomehelpers.com, and there's a link there for employment, or you can visit us at our office on Larkspur Lane. We're right behind Kmart on the south end of Larkspur. So come on by, and 226-8350 is our number at Home Helpers. And why don't you give your info to Pat, your contact info?
Well, real quick, is this a good sign for Shasta County economy that two business owners are on the air and both of them are looking for employees?
Yeah, I think it is.
That's got to be good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, we're experiencing a lot of growth in the industry right now. And I think that after 11 years, you know, when you have done things well and you have a good reputation and your primary goal is to serve people well, that does pay off. And you mm-hmm. and I mean, I opened just a year after you. We were both newbies when we met so long ago. We've aged well, though, I think.
Well, you've aged well. I have not. You know what? So my information, Edward Jones Investments. I am on Victor Avenue. I'm just down from Nicolette Glass, and our phone number at the office is 221-3179.
And go see Pat if you have any questions on your investments. And
go see Sharon if you need health care.
And basically, and go see Bob if you need help with tech stuff.
Well, I will tell you that Boomer Tech Radio this week, breaking news in the tech world, that is also a big thing for privacy advocates. Say U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the NSA never had the authority under the Patriot Act, which they claim they had, to gather all your phone metadata in bulk without a specific reason, because there's the big thing that Edward Snowden blew the whistle on a couple of years ago, that the NSA is just siphoning up all this phone data, who is calling whom, when, and for how long, and just hanging on to it without a specific warrant or reason. And the courts have now ruled, at least this one appellate court has ruled, that is not legal.
Wow, interesting.
So that's a big breaking story. Yeah. We'll talk about that on Boomer Tech and, of course, all the goodies, gadgets, and gizmos and tech news that you can use. And, you've got an Apple Watch. We're going to talk about we've been covering the story of the Apple Watch and how people are integrating that technology into their lives, being able to quickly check messages without having to haul the phone out, right?
It's great. It's certainly fun.
I know you can be getting texts on the radio and you're not, like, looking at your phone, so people don't really realize, like, because that can be kind of rude when someone's talking and you're looking at your phone.
But everybody looks at their watch.
Now you can look at your watch with your clients. And it has a Mickey Mouse.
That's one of the
watch
options to make a mess,
it.
And he taps his foot to the seconds, which is just cool.
Anyway, Sharon, you have been a fabulous co-host and done a great job this morning, and we certainly thank – now, Carl will be back tomorrow, and I'm not sure what he's going to be doing on Friday, but as always, your calls and comments are welcome at 605-4567, and this is your community talk radio station. And Sharon, what do you got to wrap up with?
Well, I just think that I really want to make sure that everyone is outdoors this weekend, enjoying Mother's Day weekend. Remember, we've got the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event going on, the North State Symphony event going on, rodeos in 2 weeks, Mother's Day's on Sunday. If you haven't got your mother a Mother's Day gift or your grandmother a Mother's Day gift, you know, don't take those relationships for granted. I can tell you in what I do that you just never know what life's going to throw at you. So take the time to get a nice card, write something beautiful in it. Do you have something planned for Donna?
I do, and my mother. Good. My mother's in town now, and if I can just say happy early Mother's Day, Mom and Donna.
Wonderful. And take them out to brunch. We've got, you know, the Date magazine has some great brunches going on this weekend, and get out and enjoy the sunshine and spoil that amazing woman in your life this weekend. And Bob, you'll be doing things for your family, right?
Absolutely. We probably might head out. Of course, we're preparing to go on a little road trip, and Friday – if you happen to be out and about near Whiskeytown Lake on Friday, be watching, because the United States Coast Guard from Humboldt Air Station is sending a helicopter inland. They will actually be practicing search and rescue techniques with Reading Flotilla 39 of the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary, of which I am a proud member. So
I know.
That's kind of exciting to see.
The last time I was on, I told you I bought paddle boards, and you educated me that they actually are a vessel when I take them outside the buoys, and I actually went and I got life preservers, the waste ones?
The most common thing we hear when people say, I don't need a life jacket because I'm a great swimmer. Well, often 63% of the people who are involved in drowning consider themselves to be great swimmers. So any number of bad things can happen on the water, and a life jacket or life or even a life belt can definitely make the difference between coming back with a good story and coming back in a bag.
And I bought floatable flashlights and floatable whistles.
Yes.
So I'm all set now. I think I'll pass the inspection if I get pulled over.
A paddleboard is, in fact, you can be sighted. If you're out there away from shore on a paddleboard and a law enforcement officer comes up and you do not have a life jacket on board, you can be sighted. Also, do not, we're coming up into the season where boating under the influence, it counts against your California driver's license. If you are busted for boating under the influence, it goes as a hit on your driver's license. So be aware of that. If you want to find out more about safe boating classes, look up Coast Guard Auxiliary at Reading, and we do have safe boating classes.
That's awesome. Good news.
So anyway, I want to take just a moment here to quickly, Jared, get on the mic here. You you suddenly found yourself in a radio job, and I have to say that this is not an easy thing to do. I've been doing it 30 years, and I still have a well, actually closer to 40 years now that I think about it. But so far, so good for this?
Oh, yeah, I'm liking it a lot.
All right.
And for those of you that didn't get the joke about Jared's hair earlier,
he's got that Samson thing going.
Yeah, he's got the beautiful long mane going, so that's why he doesn't share the chairs at the with Carl and Bob.
Well, we certainly hope that we get through the rest of the day without another earth shaker, and that the weather, the fire season, is going to be good to us. Want to wish all of you of the very best of the day. It's KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda will be back for your Friday. Go out there and make it a good one, as Carl likes to say. It's between the good guys and the bad guys, and which are you?
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The NSA's bulk collection of Americans' phone records, federal appeals court says it goes too far, but the court isn't blocking the practice, saying it's up to Congress to decide how best to balance privacy concerns with national security. The agent for Patriots quarterback Tom Brady suggests the NFL using Brady as a scapegoat in its Deflategate investigation, suggesting that Brady was aware of air being deliberately let out of footballs. Attorney General Loretta Lynch tells Congress won't be long before she decides whether to launch a civil rights investigation of the Baltimore Police Department.
When there are allegations of wrongdoing made against individual officers and police departments, the Department of Justice has a responsibility to examine the evidence and, if necessary, to help them implement change.
Baltimore's mayor requested the investigation. Reports of one fatality.